Joining us now in the studio is Walter Hang from Toxics Targeting, and it's good to have you back in the studio. It's been a while.
It has. Thank you, Bob, for inviting me.
I was just thinking back over the years, and it doesn't seem possible that it's, now I can't even remember how many years it was since you were over at the Binghamton University campus, coinciding with the visit of President Barack Obama. Was that 2013?
That was an epic day. I think it might have been...
Or 2014, maybe.
It was 2014, and that was when the battle on shale fracking was really coming to its final chapter. And one day we heard that Barack Obama was coming to Binghamton, New York. And I said, I can't believe this. And so the governor didn't show up because he knew that there would be thousands of fracktivists there and they would just hammer him and embarrass him in front of my old colleague, Barack Obama, who used to work for New York Public Interest Research Group and helped me battle garbage incinerators. And I remember that you were there very nicely dressed in a suit.
It happens once or twice a year. If a president shows up in town, I'll probably throw aside my usual radio togs for something more presentable.
So I don't know if you were inside or outside because of security, but when that entourage comes down the straightaway, it's really impressive with, you know, motorcycle, you know, cops, and then all these big black Suburbans, and then this giant black bus with the presidential seal. And so that gave us a forum to work on stopping shale fracking. And indeed, that's exactly what we thought we did when Governor Andrew M. Cuomo in December 2014 announced that high volume hydraulic fracturing would be prohibited. But then when that final revised draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement came out, soon thereafter, they announced gel propane fracking in Barton, New York. And I went to the document, I'll never forget this, and I couldn't find the definition of high volume hydraulic fracturing. And then I finally found it in a little footnote. It's not even in the text of the report. And it says, high-volume hydraulic fracturing is defined as the stimulation of a well using 300,000 or more gallons of water as the base fluid for hydraulic fracturing. So it didn't include gel propane. It didn't include diesel oil. Any waterless fracking would be allowed. I was just shocked.
By the way, in the interest of accuracy, it turns out my guess that it was 2013 was right. It's been nearly 6 years. It was August 23rd, 2013.
Oh.
So we're 1 week away from the sixth anniversary of Barack Obama's appearance in Vestal. And your point, I was looking through our file photos. Can't find the exact file photo with you and some of the people who were demonstrating ahead of a president's arrival on campus. I did speak with you and a few other people before going inside the venue. That was one of the tough things. You can't clone yourself at a big event like this, even though you wish you could, because I wanted to be certainly outside and inside and maybe at a couple of other locations, even off campus, to appreciate what this was like, because a presidential visit is so rare. And one of the stories, too, that led up, and I think it was the day before the president arrived in Vestal, there was a story that we ran on our website. Binghamton leaders want to talk fracking with President Obama. His story said, Kathy White wrote, both supporters of natural gas drilling, like Broome County Executive Deborah Preston, and opponents like Binghamton Mayor Matthew Ryan, say they wanted to be able to press their position on this issue, hydraulic fracture drilling, to President Obama. Of course, that didn't happen. We know the president's appearance was designed specifically to focus on higher education and how students and their families would pay for it. But still, even at that point, all of the local leaders, Senator Libous, Assemblywoman Lepardo, Congressman Hanna, the Town of Union Supervisor Rose Sotak, and Vestal Town Supervisor John Schaefer were all concerned about various aspects of fracking and whether might happen in the Southern Tier. As you mentioned, Andrew Cuomo was being coy still at that point about what he would do with respect to proposals to allow fracking here in the Southern Tier.
Well, the most important thing is that this indicates, given the time frame, that each one of those years of a five-year battle was like a dog year. So when Barack Obama showed up, we were still in the throes of an unbelievable toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, knockdown, drag-out fight. And the matter hadn't been decided. So the first time that Andrew Cuomo came to Binghamton to announce his campaign, the next day he put out a statement that said that high-volume hydraulic fracturing, if done safely, would be an economic driving force. And that was when he said that all watersheds are sacrosanct. So he wanted to go forward, but because of the leadership of Matt Ryan, you know, who was the mayor of Binghamton at the time, he signed my first coalition letter requesting that the draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement be sent back to the drawing board. That was very important. Donna Lepardo was really an amazing member of the advisory committee. So over the five-year period of time, we finally built up enough pressure. And so, you know, this is all coming back to me now. So Barack Obama allowed, his visit allowed us to usurp his, you know, historic visit to Binghamton to frame it as a deciding moment in shale fracking. But it wasn't until another whole year went by when Zephyr Teachout primaried a sitting governor, and we were able to work with her on this issue. She took a million votes from the governor. And I think once he won that re-election battle, he realized he didn't want to go through another 4 years. And that's when he announced the prohibition on high-volume hydraulic fracturing. And then the following June, when the finding statement came out, we found out it was only limited to water. So this shows how complicated, how 24/7 the fight was. The people who wanted shale fracking never gave up. They still haven't given up. And that's how come they're supporting this gel propane fracking that's now under review by state authorities for Barton, New York. And that's how come we're now taking action to get the governor to specifically adopt a moratorium on the specific permit application and then adopt the statutory prohibition of all forms of high volume hydraulic fracturing, because his own state health department said it can't be done safely.
I think from a historical standpoint, it's worth noting, too, Andrew Cuomo's performance on the fracking issue during 2014, because he knew it was going to be a sensitive issue, no matter what his decision was regarding allowing or banning fracking. He was worried from a political standpoint as he was running for re-election. And he doesn't like direct questions, but when he was in Binghamton, I asked him a direct question: do you plan to reveal your decision regarding fracking before the election? And Andrew Cuomo, I hate to say he lied, maybe he changed his plans. He said yes, he would announce his decision before the election. Well, it's worth noting he didn't do that. He announced his decision about fracking, or at least he had his commissioners, the health commissioner and the DEC commissioner, do the announcement for him a little over a month after the 2014 election, after he had successfully won. He didn't announce his intention prior to the election, and I think that speaks volumes for the type of politician that Andrew Cuomo is.
I couldn't agree more. You know, you could respectfully kind of imply, well, maybe he changed his mind. You know, you could respectfully say, you know, well, you know, God knows what happened. The truth of the matter is he lied to you, Bob. And the truth of the matter is he lied to all New Yorkers about adopting a high-volume hydraulic fracturing prohibition. He only prohibited hydrofracking. I would say it to his face. He misled his constituents. He actually lied to them. And that lie stands to this very day. So if he wants to keep his word, and he said they were going to essentially prohibit high-volume hydraulic fracturing, then we request that he immediately submit legislation for consideration by the state Senate and the Assembly, and then work to make sure that this statutory statewide prohibition on all forms of high-volume hydraulic fracturing involving water, gel, propane, any other fluid is enacted into law. Keep your word. If you're going to be a governor, if you're going to be a mayor, if you're going to be a congressional rep, you live by your reputation. And so I believe that this lie has now stood since 2015, and we don't have a prohibition on all forms of high-volume hydraulic fracturing. That's how come gel propane fracking is moving forward in Barton, New York. And that's how come I can guarantee that thousands of fractivists are going to be deluging Governor Cuomo with phone calls at 518-474-8390. And they're going to be signing a coalition letter that we're just going to be posting later today, probably, at toxicstargeting.com. So I believe that you are correct, that when you ask a direct question and you get a direct answer, you have to stand by that. That's an oral contract. That's what politicians live by. And I think that this whole matter is really a lot of political posturing. He didn't do what he said. And that's how come he now has to stand accountable. And that's what activists all over the state of New York and from coast to coast are going to be doing. We're going to be requesting that Governor Cuomo fulfill his word.
Walter Hang, president of Toxics Targeting, thanks for joining us in the studio. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's always great to be here and to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable, and like your predecessor, you have just made an amazing contribution to your community, because this kind of political discourse, these public policy discussions are so important, and they're so hard, you know, to understand for ordinary mere mortals that are just trying to get through the day, raise their kids, coach Little League or hockey. And you've really helped them. I commend you as I commend your colleague.
And in fairness, we always welcome other points of view. And that's one of the things that WNBF continues to stand for. Walter Hang, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.